of the war. I'm not certain which name to use because the name of the country has changed, but it was in Indochina at the time. It was called Indochina at the time. So that initially it was for the goal was for it was for peace, and after that it became things got much more serious after that. And at one point there were a group of universities who came together, and I wouldn't go into there's more details, but anyway, these countries, four or five Asian countries, there are four or five countries who continue to support our activities. So on human rights education and teach to the members of the state, at universities, also in working in parliaments. And then, if you like, individually afterwards, I can. The same country that I spoke of, which I put a question about women to our current president to see if he wanted to carry out a major study. And all of this would be translated into the language of the country. Right now, we have a lot of concerns with countries like Turkey and like other countries in the Middle East where wars are raging and which are becoming increasingly terrible. There seems to be no end in sight to some of them. For Turkey, we've had reports already on prisons, and there have been disappearances there. And sometimes speaking about the matter with other lawyers, people in the legal community, we should say first in Turkey that there was an association created some years ago, a human rights association, that was created within the prisons. But there's one specific prison, one main prison in Istanbul, where many things have happened. In other words, since the creation of that association, 80 prisoners have joined that association, for whom they ask their legal representatives to join also. So it's a very well-known association. It works with us. And we've, in Switzerland, done a lot of work. So there are a lot of refugees who are now in Europe, who were former deportees, who do a triple work. For example, there are many persons with disabilities in those prisons. For example, there was one person who had lost his hands. She'd had an accident before entering prison. And we found out that for a number of years, 8 years, that individual had been virtually all alone in a room. And that he'd had to show that it was impossible and that it was a terribly serious situation. Now, I'll stop when you need me to, so please don't let me.
I would like to leave the space for others. I thank you for your intervention, and we take note of the activity that you are doing, and for those that are linked with the competences of this committee, directly with enforced disappearances or with states that have ratified the convention and are under direct obligation to respect its provisions. We are very happy to cooperate and to keep this kind of information ongoing between us. Now I have a request for the floor. Sir, you have the floor. Please introduce, because it's...
My name is Lakku Lohana, and I'm Secretary General of a civil society organization called World Sindhi Congress. World Sindhi Congress has been working for the last 3 decades to inform the international community about the plight of Sindhi people. Now, the work that committee has been doing, it is commendable and requires and needs and deserves appreciation from all of us. But the most important question remains that, of course, we have discussed the good practices and bad practices that need to be implemented to create a